From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson, and these are your headlines for Monday, August 12th. Tehama County residents impacted by the Park Fire will soon have a dedicated place to find information and aid in the region. NSPR's Ava Norgrove reports the center will be located in Red Bluff.
The center will host local, state, and federal agencies for anyone affected by the fire. This, according to reporting by the Red Bluff Daily News. Residents will be able to begin the process of recovering lost documents, apply for aid, and get information about rebuilding and recovery. The paper reports officials from the American Red Cross, State OES, Legal Services of Northern California, and the Disability Action Center have all signed up so far to provide aid at the center. County services include representatives from the building, public health, environmental health, and social services departments. The paper reports the assistance center will be open from August 15th through the 17th. It will be located inside the Red Bluff Community Center and will be open from 9 in the morning until 5 in the evening. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.
Residents of Plumas County suffering from wildfire smoke pollution may be eligible to borrow air purifiers. The Plumas Underburn Cooperative and the Plumas County Fire Safe Council said they have a small cache of household air purifiers available to loan residents. That's according to reporting by the Plumas Sun. The news outlet reports that anyone is eligible to receive a purifier, but priority will be given to households with seniors, children, and those with respiratory issues. The city of Chico has rejected proposed changes to the settlement agreement that stipulates how it deals with unhoused people sleeping in public places. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
The city had proposed to Legal Services of Northern California, which represents unhoused clients, changes to the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement. They would have allowed the city to continue enforcing anti-camping laws on unhoused people sleeping in public places when no other shelter is available. Legal Services came back and said that could work if the city agreed to a few additional changes, including giving 72-hour notice to those violating anti-camping laws and making a strong effort to provide information about available shelter elsewhere. The city rejected that counteroffer. Here's Mayor Andrew Coolidge.
We said, look, we put a really good offer on your table. We don't even have to do this. We're going to go ahead and move forward, go back to court, and try to get out of the agreement in its entirety.
The city interprets a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling as overruling the settlement agreement. City Council member Addison Winslow has been critical of the city's approach.
This was, in essence, a closure of the conversation. It was a total refusal to negotiate.
Winslow favored Legal Services' proposal, specifically its terms that would have required the city to provide more help finding housing to those cited for camping.
There's a lot of cities, not just big cities, not just progressive cities, that just do that anyway because they found that that's the most sensible thing to do. Otherwise, you're scooting people all around town or putting people in jail, which is where they're housed at public expense. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Since the Supreme Court ruled in June that cities can enforce anti-camping laws, the city of Chico has been meeting in closed session to discuss its remaining obligations under the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement. The original end was 2027. Now, the city hopes a federal judge will allow an immediate end. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Plumas County residents can learn more about disaster preparedness in an upcoming free course. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, the course will be at the Gregel Fire Hall. Participants can learn about evacuation strategies, emergency alerts, insurance concerns, and general disaster preparedness. Presenters include representatives from the Plumas County Office of Emergency Services and volunteer organizations active in disaster. The event will be on August 13th at 5:30 in the evening and is open to everyone. The free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, will be delayed for the second year in a row. Officials are revising the process after major issues with the application last year. NSPR's Adia White has more on how it could affect students in the North State.
The FAFSA application may not be open to all students until December 1st. Typically, the applications open in October. The U.S. Department of Education said Wednesday that it is reevaluating and improving the process following challenges last year. Last year, glitches delayed or prevented some students from receiving financial aid. The agency said this year it will be releasing the application to a small number of students and institutions starting in October to test the new systems and remedy any issues. Then it will make the application available to an increasing number of students before opening it to everyone by December 1st. A spokesperson for Chico State said that last year's process was a huge challenge for families and that it is good the government is working to make the process more straightforward. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
Housing and homelessness are on the tops of the minds of California lawmakers as they wrap up their 2024 legislative session. Cap Radio's Megan Myskowski reports on some of the bills still in play to address the state's housing crisis.
Two tiny homes stand on the lawn of the state capitol. They look similar to camping trailers. They're even on wheels. These models are already in use in some California cities like Santa Barbara. Lara Ohanasian is standing in one of them. She works for the company that makes these homes, Boss Cubes.
It has a bed, a twin-size bed, a desk with a chair, some shelving, and some storage for a resident. And the most important, it has a locking door.
The room is one half of a two-unit trailer, each with 70 square feet of space. They also have air conditioning and outlets. Democratic Senator Josh Becker is sponsoring a bill to create more shelter options for people experiencing homelessness, like these tiny homes.
Once you're in one place, we can get you services. Again, imagine trying to get someone services. You don't know where they're going to be.
A recent study from the National Institutes of Health says alternatives to congregate shelters like tiny homes tend to result in more people finding permanent housing. This is one of many housing bills still on the table in the last month of the legislative session. Others aim to encourage more building of affordable housing, like making changes to construction fees, address high rental application fees, and provide guaranteed income to unhoused students. Lawmakers have until the end of the month to send these to the governor. In Sacramento, I'm Megan Myskowski.
And those were your headlines for Monday, August 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.